Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I'm ready.
It's been a long time since you've been in the
AI. I think I've only done this one time, I believe. I could be wrong. Am I wrong? I don't know.
We have no idea.
It's been months, though.
You've not been wrong today, including during the menopause.
Menopause talk? We're sending that one to the Pavic Museum right now.
Any more texts from the lobster, by the way?
Yeah, she's blocked me now.
Still waiting for that call after the show?
Yeah. Is there anything worse than getting a text from we need to talk?
No.
Yeah.
No, there is nothing worse, except perhaps this hot take that you gave about 40 minutes ago that I'm going to have to bring up now.
Okay.
You know, normally we meet as a committee on a Thursday evening. Everything's discussed. Everything's decided. And I come in with a script. Every once in a while, something happens, either overnight on a Friday that makes news or something just randomly during the day. And as did today, I have to go to the committee, send out a couple text messages.
An emergency meeting?
Yeah. And just sort of a, hey, do you mind if I go with this? I get enough people agreeing, and, well, we have one of those instances today because during the top of the hour break, just at 2 o'clock, you asked me just out of the blue, we weren't having a conversation, just, hey, what do you think about this? Hey there, guy. You say whether or not I dabble in anything gluten-free.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, not really. I don't have a gluten issue. No one in my family does. So my answer was no. I've had a couple things, but it's not something we look for. Mm-hmm. And to that, you decided that was an invitation to evangelize me. Spread the gospel of the gluten-free by saying, first, you went with the gluten-free crust at your local pizza joint.
Yes.
Was, quote, and I quote, 10 times better than their regular crust. And not because of the health benefits. That's not what you were touting. Simply on taste. On flavor alone. Well, we all know that's BS, because if it was, then the gluten-free would be their regular crust, Adam. But I digress, because then you apparently were not satisfied by my dismissiveness, and you went and brought up the cauliflower crust, specifically the Cauli Power brand that you can find at Target and other, I'm sure, frozen pizza sections at your local grocers. And with that, the building up of the cauliflower crust based on its great flavor, Adam Carter, in the eyes of the committee, has lost all credibility in discussing food and should never be allowed to do it publicly again. And by the way, committee member Jessie, who is gluten-free, I did reach out to her via text, and she confirmed that you are full of it. And yes, if she could, she'd go back to eating everything gluten in a heartbeat.
Am I wrong?
Yes, you're wrong.
Okay, go ahead.
I stand by the gluten-free pizza crust at Carboni's in Rosemont is far superior. Yes, 10 times better than the regular crust.
You've lost your mind.
No, I haven't.
Coming from somebody who's never had the gluten-free crust at Carboni's in Rosemont, I can tell you,
I will bring one in and you will be amazed. You'll be like, wow, there's no way this is gluten-free.
Okay.
I guarantee you.
10 times better. Why don't they make it the regular crust?
They should. You know what? I'm going to go talk to somebody.
Say
you should make it regular crust.
Are they worried about big gluten coming down hard on
Maybe
them?
They are. It's probably more expensive to produce the gluten-free crust because you have to pay more.
Sure, you charge more.
Yeah.
You could do that.
I stand by that. I refuse to believe that.
Okay, Collie Power, tell me about that one.
Now, I'm not going to say that's better than like a good home run in pizza, which is the best frozen pizza out there, by the way.
Home run in a long time.
Oh, home run in. Frozen pizza, full stop, the best. Don't give me Heggies. Don't give me all these others, which are fine. But the home run in pizza is the best frozen pizza, full stop.
I'm more of a Totino's party pizza guy myself. Yeah,
but those aren't bad in a pinch.
No, they are terrible in a pinch.
The party pizza, you fold them in half like a taco and eat it like a taco.
You get like three strands of cheese on the entire thing.
Yeah, it's okay. But no, I stand by that. You are wrong.
No.
By the way, that am I wrong sounder blew my left eardrum out, so I'm having trouble hearing you now.
Yeah, I'll make it louder next time. Well, with that, I'm going to give you a chance to opine on food one more time.
Okay.
We were talking about this last night at the meeting. This nation of ours, America, celebrated National Filet Mignon Day earlier this week. That was on Wednesday. Committee member Barry took note of that, got some steaks, he said, for he and his wife, grilled them up. That was the dinner. And he came to this conclusion, ribeye, tenderloin, porterhouse, strip, T-bone, so many better options than the filet out there, which does offer excellent tenderness, but let's be honest, very much lacking in flavor, very much lacking. The committee was unanimously, as I noticed, nodding in agreement as Barry shared the opinion on the matter and has determined the filet mignon is the most overrated cut of beef that's provided by our bovine friends. And additionally, out of all the cuts of meat you can get, beef, pork, you know, lamb, poultry, all of them, the filet is the second most overrated cut of any sort, any type of meat, second only to chicken breast.
Am I wrong?
You are not wrong. Barry nailed it. I don't know about the chicken breast one. I still like a good chicken breast, especially if it's cooked on a grill. It can still be done correctly. But you're right about the filet mignon. There was a time where it was like, it's overrated because the cost of it, too.
Yes. That $83 a pound now.
The problem with the filet mignon is the lack of the fat.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of got a velvety like consistency to it. And you're right. I am fully on board. It's the New York strip is the best cut.
You go strip.
Better than ribeye. Yep. Ribeye can get a little too fatty. So the strip, I've come to believe that the New York strip is the premier steak cut.
It's interesting because the ribeye can get too fatty. You can get a lot of the grizzle stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The New York strip can almost be too lean sometimes. You get that strip of fat along the side, but sometimes in the actual...
You got to go find the marbling. Mm-hmm. Look for the good marbling. But yeah, a good New York strip that's my favorite.
Really,
that's my
either
go-to.
One is a delight.
Yes.
Especially compared
Barry nailed it. Good job, committee. I agree with you. Filet mignon.
Chicken breast, vastly overrated, by the way. Get yourself some thighs. Come on.
I will get myself some thighs. Do we have more? A couple more?
Oh, we've got
Let's
more
take a break. So I'm one for one with in agreement and in opposition to the committee. More Am I Wrong after this.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature.
Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Linda's construction time is 2:49. Time to upgrade GAF hail-resistant roofing. Get free installation labor. Offer ends August 31st. We continue with Am I Wrong?
Well, thank you very much for tossing it back to the committee so quickly. This one's a little bit more on the serious side, but it's been annoying me personally for the last few months. We all know distracted driving, still a problem.
Erectile dysfunction?
Please. Yeah, that was the most Chad thing you've ever said, by the way. Jumping in with the erectile dysfunction.
Penis joke, yeah.
Yeah, wow, very good. Distracted driving, it's a problem here. It's a problem everywhere. We all know you can't use your phones while driving. You got the one-touch deal, otherwise hands-free. That's your law of the land. So I want to know why every new car for the past several years has been equipped with a touchscreen that you need to look at to operate. My old vehicle, no touchscreen, just buttons, knobs, and I could easily navigate if I'm changing the AC, heat, you know, to radio station, whatever. I could do it pretty much without looking at it. You can kind of feel around. You know what it feels like after a little bit, and you can hit the right button, turn the right knob.
You like to feel around for the knob. That's
you
what I'm
know
told.
I do.
I'm just going, playing the hits
keep
here.
Keep going.
This is me as Chad now.
Now I got a newer vehicle 3 months ago, and I've been in it since May. And it's got the touchscreen, and I can't do any of that. And I absolutely hate it. I hate that every time I want to change the station or, you know, the kids are saying it's hot, so I got to do the thing where you the climate control in the back versus the front. I got to look at the screen for a few seconds because I can't just feel around for the knobs. And I'm thinking, you know what? If we're going to take it seriously, if we're really going to keep trying to crack down on distracted driving and really seriously do it, we got to start telling car makers, number one, the size of the screens. We don't need the giant screens. That's enough. But you know what? The touchscreen's got to take a hike, too.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. The committee's not wrong on this one. I do believe that the smarter car is not any safer than making a hands-free cell phone, than having the cell phone. I think it's they're more distractions. They are drawing you. The screen itself is drawing your eyes to it. And
you got a Tesla with the 86-inch screen.
Yeah, huge screen. You know, other vehicles have huge screens. The screens continue to get bigger. There's no going back, certainly. I don't think and to go back to the old push-button radio dials where you had to do the presets.
I'd like the actual turn the knob to get
turn the
station.
Turn the knob, yeah. I think it's just... You know, I still believe 5-10 years, you know, we won't be driving anyway. So it's just kind of the evolution of that. But I agree 100%. I do think that the smart car is more dangerous, more distracting than the old school car.
And you're a guy that's ridden in a Waymo.
Waymo. Loved it. Love the Waymo.
Those are all over LA right now.
Yeah.
I've been there just 3 weeks ago.
Use one?
No. But saw them, I mean, literally everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go, they're going around.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Did you fear, like, did you even consider using one?
No, I had a rental car.
Oh,
so
okay.
Wasn't going to pay extra money.
Just to use it, yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
New study from University of California, Riverside, took a look at how couples engage in conversation with each other, resulting in showing that couples who engage in gossip, spilling the tea about the neighbors, friends, coworkers, relatives, that leads to a happier and healthier relationship than those who don't. And there you go. That's the reaction I wanted because the committee was thrilled to see science finally getting behind something. Let's be honest. We all knew already, right? We all believed, we all knew that talking trash about your friends in particular, their relationships, their significant others, the problems they might be having that they're confiding in you not to share with anyone else, Well, talking about that together with your partner and convincing yourselves that you are just better than any other couple
better
is one of the great joys of any relationship.
Am I wrong?
No, you are not. I agree 100%, and this is good news because my wife and I are like right at the top of this list.
Tremendous gossipers.
We're tremendous gossipers. We're tremendous silent judgers.
Who have you been ripping lately?
Just anybody. And we all
give some names. Let's go.
We always agree to, you know, we're terrible people. But we're not going out, and it doesn't really influence our decision to hang with people. We just silently judge, including people we don't know. It's part of the great joy of being a team.
It's tremendous.
Yes.
It's tremendous. It's,
I think the same goes for your work. You are on a team with fellow employees, and the gossip at work is part of the agreement, is a part of the team building. Again, if it doesn't reach a point where you're actively, you know, sabotaging someone, or if you...
That would never happen in media.
No, yeah. Or if you are actively, you know, campaigning or acting out on those silent judgments, but we all do it. We all do it.
Yeah, well, turns out we don't all do it. California Riverside clearly have found some people that don't, and
they're
their relationships
lying.
Are suffering.
They are totally lying. You say that, like, if you're with your significant other and they want to bring up some, you're going to be like, oh, no, we don't do that. We don't judge others.
We're better than those.
Well, then you're judging. We're better than, yeah, if you're judging that you're better than people who judge, you're judging, and you're doing it too. So I agree 100%. Bravo to UC Riverside for proving that's science I can get behind.
Yes. Yeah. Science. It's really science getting behind the people because we already knew that.
We already knew
we
that.
Know what makes our relationships stronger. But thanks, Riverside. Thanks for catching up. Last quick one. The Vikings preseason game number 2. Did you watch any of game number 1?
I was at a bar with a buddy, and it was on TV. We paid attention to JJ, and then after that, it was like background, and the game was over before I knew it. I did watch a little of Max Brosmer, and, you know, he's the answer.
Okay, that's fair.
Cut JJ and, you know, make Max the starting quarterback.
I think that's proper to be at least intrigued by JJ, how he looked. Yep. I didn't watch the game live, but I did just YouTube the JJ highlights to see a couple of passes, see him run a little bit for a first down. That was all right. That said, if you're paying attention to game number 2 this weekend of the preseason, get yourself a dang hobby.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not. If you're hosting a party for it, you need to reexamine
your
priorities.
Get that tailgate going outside of US Bank Stadium. Right. Let's go, boys.
Get your notebook out and you're grading, you know, the second and third string linemen.
Checking out the All-22.
Who are they playing? Oh, the Patriots.
Yeah.
The Patriots
it's
are in
been
town.
Big practices, man. Joint practices. Love a good joint practice.
Yeah. Yes, right. Although, if it's on TV, I'll sit down and at least pay attention. Not pay attention to it, but I just like the fact that there's a football game on TV.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Morgan, can't move you in today. We got the ball game on.
I got to get home. Hey, I had fun. I always enjoy being with you, Dave. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Dave, Chad will be back on Monday. I'll be back in the normal 9 to noon with Jordana. Henry Lake in for Jason DeRussia, H. Lake, and Tubbsy. Tubbsy! Coming up next, so stay tuned. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to hear some great golf storytellers? Check out Invested in the Game, an original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode dives into the stories of people who have poured their time, resources, and passion into the world of golf, like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. So why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Because their clients don't just invest in markets, they invest in their passions too. Listen at charlesschwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.